Our series on Asian American singer-songwriters continues with a look at the daughter of Chinese immigrants who grew up helping her parents in their carpet cleaning business.
My name is Julia Lau, and I've been singing since I can remember.
If I could, I'd be the fly on the wall, and I would buzz around you all day long.
I started playing guitar about 5 years ago, and it was around the same time that I quit my job and went off in pursuit of the dream of music. I was working in a community organization, working around tenants' rights and workers' rights. There are a lot of themes in my music from my work as a community organizer in Chinatown and just from being Asian American. And then there's a lot just from being a human being and being a woman.
You walk into the room, mind is how my skin tingles. You talk with your friends, mind is lit. You begin to mean this. You rock me up on me.
I definitely get different reactions from my music, from depending on who's listening. I would say most people are pretty touched by it, and I've gotten good reactions. I think the difference would be that in the Asian American community, there's a connection with some of the specific lyrics that really speak to the Asian American experience, and then I have a whole breadth of work that's, you know, about love and life and everyday stuff.
She read in Cosmo, the blondes have more fun. So she bleached her hair to be happy as the sun. And all the models, so thin and tall.
That song is called To Be Beautiful, and it was inspired actually by a young girl that I used to work with in Chinatown. And the song explores themes around standards of beauty in our society and looks at the story of this young girl who's struggling with looking different from what is defined as beautiful. It talks about eyelid surgery, and there's a line in there that that goes, her mother told her that our eyes aren't right. It's just a little cut. The crease would look real nice.
Julia Lau lives in Northern California. Her first CD comes out this winter. Next week, our singer-songwriter series continues with a profile of Go Nakamura. And speaking of eyelid surgery, we'll be talking about that in next week's program as well.